The journey to marriage is filled with uneasy excitement. But if that is the story you wish to hear,
Assalamu alaikum guys. Before I start this video, inshallah, I want to inshallah thank our sponsor, minimuslim.co.uk. Do check them out. They're going to be, their link's going to be at the description box below. That's why I've got this little mini Kaaba here, which can put the kids' toys in there, as you can see. And these symbols here are very important as your children are growing up, or babies, for newborns as well, as you can see. Something like things that they can play with. They sent me this long time ago. I was supposed to do it long time ago, but I genuinely didn't have time. But alhamdulillah, it came to this video. So inshallah, bedtime lullabies and Quran, very very important, brothers and sisters, for us to install this in our kids at a young age before it's too late. Let's get inshallah straight into the video. Inshallah, do check them out if you have newborns or for family members gifts. Check them out, inshallah. Let's get straight into the video. As you guys know, a controversial matter from a couple on Instagram, that they have decided to come as a family and decided that the sister and the brother decided that he wants to get married again. And they've chosen on that, and he's gone and got married again. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to polygamy, obviously we have to be very, very careful. We cannot make rash decisions, and I totally disagree with the way they went about it. Because polygamy can work, and sometimes it does ruin lives as well. So I totally disagree with the way they went about it and dropped it, inshallah. So I want to make that very clear. Now, I'll be discussing this matter in a few angles, yeah? But I want to make something very clear. I want to make a disclaimer. In no way, shape or form am I endorsing this couple. Am I endorsing anything they do? Yes, I appreciate and value that they call for marriage. In this time of zina, in this era of zina, left, right, center, billboards, wherever you look, zina, 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 everywhere, yeah? I appreciate and value that they promote a halal marriage gathering, yani coming together in marriage, yeah? I appreciate and value, and I've done a video before, yeah? But I want to make a disclaimer that in no way, shape or form does that mean I endorse everything they do. That they are, no. Sorry, let's make that very, very clear. No way, shape, or form am I encouraging or endorsing that. However, I'm not going to be like those who Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy on him, said that some people are like flies. They see no good in people. All they see is the bad. They land on the bad, the poo. You know, poo? I'm sorry. They land on the poo. They land on bad places because they're like flies. They never see any good in people. I don't want to be that. Their good outweighs their bad from what I can see. However, I have advice for them also. I have advice for them also. And also I have advice for everyone. So let's listen carefully. Let's go to the... So this is... She released that they got married and she put it up there. She got a bit of backlash. In the second post, a sister comments and goes, if she likes to share her man's private parts, I'm not going to mention it, then allow it. She'll allow herself to be disrespected by her husband and friends. She'll tolerate anything for the sake of Allah, but not respect herself as a mother and a woman of Allah. Either way, it would only affect her children, blah, 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 etc., etc., etc. Yeah? I find this comment and many comments disgusting. Yeah? It's actually vile. For this sister to think that polygamy is just about sharing your husband's private parts, it's a bit disturbing. Because another marriage relationship is more than that. I'm going to come to the pros and cons of polygamy. But I'm just saying in general, it's a disgusting statement. And for there being brothers getting gassed, getting excited, there being sisters heartbroken, saying we saw you as a couple, ideal couple, and you've broken our dreams, which I'm still trying to find out. Why? And I'm going, like once again I said, I'm not endorsing, I'm not on their side totally. I'm going to come, so be patient with me. I know you guys are enraging, yeah? But what I find funny is the same, we have two extremes, the liberals and the super haram police. Yeah, the super everything, you cannot breathe, oxygen is haram, yeah? And then we have the other liberals, for them everything is halal. Everything is halal, yeah? Everything is halal, but polygamy is haram. Yeah? Okay, by the way. So they take that from the halal police, yeah? So now the thing is, the liberals, when it comes to our religion, when it comes to homosexuality, by the way, we don't incite any kind of violence towards them. When it comes to homosexuality, when it comes to shirk, worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to innovation in the religion, when it comes to certain aspects of the religion, major sin, etc., the YouTubes that they follow that do commit sins, they clap, woohoo, amazing. But when a couple who come together, made a decision, moving forward in something that is halal, fully halal, they lose the plot. They lose the plot. Absolutely mental. When I was reading these comments, I felt like somebody committed shirk. Do you know shirk is worse than anything on this planet? anything that you can think is evil and disgusting, shirk is worse than that. Associating partners Allah to is worse than that. So I'm just a bit baffled where our priorities are. So for our liberal brothers and sisters, I relate with you in a way where the way where they went about it was wrong. And I'm going to come to that. But also, one thing is that these comments are absolutely vile. Disgusting. If two couple has made a decision that their partner wants to get married again, for me and you, you know what we need to do? Shh. None of your business. Some of you sisters are acting and behaving like it's your husband that's going to marry again. Like, look, you have a right to not want it for yourself. You even have a right, some scholars, some opinions say that you can even stipulate in the contract, he's not allowed to get married again. Some say that. Some say, no, you can't. But don't make something halal haram. And with a haram belief, don't make what's haram, what's halal haram, and vice versa. Now, there is also a lot of slander going about. Now, this is a book from Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan. Yeah? Okay. Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan. Summary of Islamic Jurisprudence. Yeah? This is the punishment for slander. I want to talk about slander. This is the reason why I want to talk about slander. Because there's accusations that are being made towards this couple. Yes? These people. I don't know if they are true or not. But according to the Sharia, Allah says in the Quran, if I'm not mistaken, in Surah Nur, when Aisha radiallahu anha, the Prophet's wife, was slandered, why did the believing men and women did not think good of themselves? Why did they not think good? Why is it that we were binoculars like, oh, I can't wait for them to make that mistake? And there's these issues going about that the sister is a model and all these kind of accusations. Yeah? Okay. To me, I'm sorry. I've got to be real. Islamically, the pictures that I've been getting sent pictures. This picture, look, she's her hijab is off, she's going out, etc. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're a kadhab liar. You're a liar. Sorry. You are a liar. Because according to the Sharia, it doesn't work like that. And to the slander, Allah says in the Quran, in this book, and those who accuse chaste women and then do not produce four witnesses, lash them 80 lashes and do not accept from them any testimony ever after. Those are the defined disobedient. Yeah? One of the seven destructive sins is slandering a chaste woman. Or it can be a man. And these are the consequences. The legal punishment for slanderer in this world is lashing, the rejection of his testimony, and considering him a defined disobedient wicked person as long as he does not prove what he has claimed. As for his punishment in the hereafter, it is stated in the verse in which Allah exalted be says, indeed those who falsely accuse chaste unaware and believing women are cursed in this world and in the hereafter. They will have great punishment on a day when their tongues, their hands and their feet will bear witness against them as to what they used to do. That day Allah will pay them in full their true recompense. And they will know that it is Allah who is the manifest truth and perfect in justice. These accusations are massive accusations. Now, if this comes out and if it's true and it can be established Islamically, not I saw CCTV camera, not I saw pictures and it looked like her, it was her eyes. Oh, I can see it from the jacket and the background. If you go to an Islamic court, you will get lashed like it's happy days. They will get you lashed. It's not that, it's a massive deal to accuse somebody of anything. So please, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unless you have a disease in your heart against somebody and you're looking for his mistake, then you have a problem up here. The problem's up here. If you're jealous because of certain issues, then the problem is with you. I personally, when it comes to the issue of polygamy, yeah? In my marriage documentary, personally, myself, I was approached for polygamy. Yes, I was. I'll be honest with you. I had sisters in a decent way, some inappropriate, which I think probably fake accounts, approached me in a decent way. You know, would you want to be in a polygamous marriage? Can I be your co-wife, etc., yeah? All of this stuff, I discuss it in my marriage documentary, yeah? Okay, my views on it, how I feel about it, how it's being misused, I'm going to be talking all about it. I'm going to be interviewing sisters that were used. Yes, brothers who use it. The other angle, brothers who abuse this. Married, divorced sisters, use and abuse them, chuck them away. Yeah, pass them around to their friends. Yeah, we're going to be talking about all this. This is to discuss evil side of it. Yeah, and not that the act is, the polygamy is evil, but what these brothers are doing. And we know, and some sisters and brothers hate it because of those who misuse it. We understand. But in general, I admire and I honor and admire a man who is truthful and he says, look, I'm a polygamous man. I'm a polygamous man. Yeah? I admire and honour the man who would go and say to his wife, look, darling, this is something that you're not going to like. But I would rather tell you this and go about it the right way than go and do haram. I'm sorry, I admire and honour such a man. Now, in this country, it's not allowed. Yeah? It's not allowed. You can have girlfriends, you can have side chicks, you can have mistresses, you can abuse women as much as you like. Have girlfriends, left, right, center. But get married again? No. I believe it's hypocrisy. I believe polygamy is a solution for mankind. It might be hard. It might be hard for our sisters, of course. But also, we can say the same as men. Look, why do men have to go war? Why did in World War II men have to go war? Why do we have to go? You go war. I can say, well, as a female, why do you go war? There's things that we may not like that we have to do, you might not like. But it's there for a better reason. But it's up to you. Some you might not choose to. My point is this. In this country, non-Muslim men practice polygamy. They have girlfriends and mistresses and side chicks and they use and abuse girls. And they have their girlfriend. And they have their wife. Islam says it's there to legislate it in the right way. So if a man wants to get married again, he honors the wife and says, look, darling, this is what I want to do, etc., etc., etc. He honors himself and obeys the law of his Lord by not going and committing zina and adultery. Yeah, going against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes and does it in the right way and honors the woman he wants to marry. Her mahar, going to her dad, the wedding, doing it properly in a halal manner. Not using it, let me buy you a Gucci bag, a Prada, you know, I'll buy you this lipstick and Bobby Brown, whatever you want to call it. You know, I use it for a bit, take you on a few holidays and bye-bye, I've used you, goodbye. No, it has to be done in the right way. I also admire more the sister or the wife that allows it because I know how much it's a big thing for a female. I know. So regarding this issue, nobody can come and say it's haram. Nobody can come and say they've done haram. Nobody can say none of that. However, the way you guys went about it, I know because you guys will be watching, inshallah. Maybe I'm sure you guys are going to be watching it together, both the brother and his two wives. They're going to probably watch it together, yeah? The way you went about it was wrong. Ali radiallahu anh says, do not tell the people what they are not ready to hear. Do you want them to disbelieve in Allah and His Messenger? Now, why did he say that? Why did Ali radiallahu anh find the need to say that? Because Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen explains to us that when you make this statement, when you go to people and say something to them, and especially just randomly just pop in a picture, it's not wise, my brother and sisters that are watching. It's not wise for you to go and just drop it like that. If he was going to do it, you can have a process, a whole video. This is what we decided. This is the reason. It's not for everyone. You can't just drop it like that. Because you've done two things. In your comment section, there is statements of kufr being uttered. That's on your shoulders. Why? Because you have caused that indirectly. Because when you say that, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen explains that if you say to somebody that a statement, and as a Muslim, they're not ready to hear, they're going to say, you're a liar. Whoever said that is a liar. A'udhu billah, Allah and His Messenger said it. So do you see how you are causing them to utter words of kufr? Why? Because they're not ready to hear it. There's, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen says, there's a step-by-step process to explaining it. The second thing is, you can actually cause them to say, no, I reject this. I'm never accepting this. You fall into disbelief. You've caused somebody to leave the fold of Islam. So when you do stuff like this, you have a responsibility. I've said this from day one. Brothers and sisters, if you guys are a public figure on Instagram, you have a responsibility. You can't just come out left, right, center, and I've done this and that. That it's not right. It's wrong. So me personally, I would say that was wrong. That was wrong for you guys to drop it like that. If you're going to do it in a proper way, explain it. How you came to that decision, etc. You know? But have you committed haram? No. But with this aspect, I don't know if it's haram, halal, what you've done. You're causing people to say statements of kufr. Now, another issue is that you guys do ruqya. You're Iraqis, if I'm not mistaken, yeah? Now, you guys should know better. You guys should know well better. You know evil eye exists. So, yani, I understand you guys are trying to show certain things. But, you know, there's a comment that you made, your post you made, Aki, that you say, oh, it's okay to take your wife behind the bush every now and then, and then you explain it. But it's a dirty statement, Aki. It's a dirty statement. I know what you meant, and yeah, but it's a dirty statement, Aki. And I would advise you, please abstain, Aki, because there's some things you do that's inappropriate. And Aki, wallahi, people mess me left, I send it to refute, guys. I don't. I assume the best. I'm not one of those people that die and look for refutation. But seriously, there's certain things, please, be considerate. Have limits. Enough. Yes, we understand. You're promoting marriage. Good. But, you know, have limits. And showing off. I'm not saying you're showing off. But I'm saying showing people out there. You know, you do rukya. You should know better. Yani, you don't need to show every single thing of your life. Yani, have some limits. This is probably advice from me to you guys. Another thing is, I message you guys, which I'm a little bit upset about. And I just, since I'm talking about this, is that you guys do rukya. And you know how evil music is. And I message your first wife, our sister, and I message in a respectful manner. You can see the message there. And I message you didn't see it, I assume the best, but your wife saw it. You're playing music, Drake's, yeah? That song, Hey Kiki, I Love You, whatever the hell it was, yeah? And you're actually playing the music, Aki, and you do rukya, you're Iraqi. How does this work? I don't understand. It's like me trying to help people to quit smoking, and I give them cigarette. You know the music, the effect music has. So why do you, yani, it looks contradictory, Aki. You know, brother, I'm just advising you. You know, I hope you understand, inshallah, yeah? Because I've privately advised you as well. And another thing, for those who, you know, need rukya done, and calling these Iraqis, whoever, you can do rukya on yourself. We done a video with my teacher. I'll link the video. Why do you guys, if you believe that these Iraqis have some kind of superpowers, like a Dragon Ball Z, and fire comes out, and they have the special powers, wallahi, this can be... maybe minor shirk. This can be actually yani kufr. They don't have the power. They're reciting Quran. You can do this to yourself. And for those Iraqis who are charging ridiculous amounts, ittaqillah fi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've heard of stories where they're getting 50 people together and charging them £50 each, and they're doing like a mass rukya session. Come on, man, fi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi fi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to yani, please. And I'm telling you guys, wallahi, you can do it on yourself. You can do it. Somebody can do it on you. You can do it on yourself. If you're getting this perception that this person has superpowers, wallahi, you're falling into dangerous places. Yeah? Going to this peer, super sub. Yeah, give this. Yeah, read this. Blow on this. Do this. And most of the times, these Iraqis, they're not qualified. They are not qualified. And I'm not talking about them. I'm talking in general. They're not qualified. They speak. They do. Oh, the jinn is inside. The jinn is lying to them. Your auntie did this in Pakistan. The auntie did nothing. And they're causing fitna between the families. So we talk about this with my sheikh. I don't want to go into too much detail. And in a nutshell, I want to, inshallah, once again, say that what they have done is not haram. It is halal. It is halal. Regarding the law of the land, well, I believe yani, doing two illegal marriage in this country is allowed. If you do two of them, this allowed, yeah? So getting married again, I don't know the aspects of it yet, okay? But like I said to you before, sisters, it might be hard to swallow, etc. But at the end of the day, we know some situations of sisters who go and say to their husbands, literally, go and commit zina, but I don't want to know. Yeah, and go and disobey Allah's laws, go tarnish Allah's laws, trample on it, but no, don't, I mean, I'm sorry, yeah? Brothers and sisters, this issue is a big issue. It can be misused. There's pros and cons of polygamy. Yeah, if it's misused, there is. But if this couple are happy, me and you should be quiet. None of your business. But again, then for this couple, please, you don't have to put everything out there. You don't need to put everything out there. So that's it. That's it, really, brothers and sisters, inshallah. May Allah bless you guys for watching. Till next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, inshallah. Let's keep everything halal, inshallah.